The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now we will listen to the speech of Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
So dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Our topic this time has been raising Fatimiyun, which meant we were employing karama. Both our interactions with our children are those which are based on respect, honor, nothing demeaning in our interactions with our children. More than that, reverse engineering so that by the end of our training period, the children who are a result of being raised in a house of karama are kareem. Now, brothers and sisters, why is it that the kareem doesn't lie? If brothers and sisters remember from a few nights ago, we talked about the idea that if I see my child lying to me, right? They're not a little kid. Little kids, sometimes they imagine things, they say things. We're not worried about that. I'm older now. I know what I'm saying, and I'm lying. That's a sign that for me, I've dropped the ball in tarbiyah. Right? Because the hadith of the imam was this, إِنَّ الْكَذِبْ هُوَ خَرَابُ الْإِيمَانِ. Lying is the destruction of faith, from Imam Baqir. He says this, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ جَعَلَ لَشَرِّ أَقْفَالًا. God created locks for wickedness and evil. وَجَعَلَ مَفَاتِيحَ تِلْكَ الْأَقْفَالِ الشَّرَابِ. The key to open the locks to all wickedness is alcohol. وَالْكَذِبُ شَرٌ مِنَ الشَّرَابِ. And lying is worse than alcohol. The kareem, they don't lie. As-sidqu izzun, a hadith. As-sidqu izzun. But I taught you that. I trained you in that way. So the hadith of the Prophet, we're going to move on from this one. The hadith of the Prophet is this one. Talking about why some people lie. La yakdhibul kadhibu. The liar doesn't lie, illa, except min mahanati nafsi. The person feels like a nobody. Low self-esteem. I don't have Islamic self-worth. Now, a person who's raised with karama will never be a second-class citizen either. I was raised to be dignified. One of the problems we suffer with right now, one of the reasons some of the Muslims, they think they don't get to talk freely about their Islamic stances. I'm a second-class citizen. Second-class citizens keep their mouth shut. They keep their nose clean. They walk with their head down. I'm a second-class citizen. What do the students of Zahra, the direct students of Zahra, teach us? Because there'll be situations where you and I, what is your stance about homosexuality? What is the students, the direct students of Sayyidah Zahra? I think this is from Imam Hussein. He said this, and lam yakun lakum deen. If you don't have any deen, wala takhafun al ma'ad, and you aren't afraid of the akhirah, fakunu ahraran fi dunyakum hadhi. At least be free, people. Less than a month, at least free. The mu'min has karama. The mu'min has dignity. If you don't want to know, don't ask. You don't want to know, don't ask. Otherwise, I'll tell you. I heard a story that's not true, but it's not directly related, but I just have to share it. Sorry. There was a little boy, and he was sitting on his porch, and next to him was a large dog. So this man came over to him and he said, "Does your dog bite?" He said, "No, my dog doesn't bite." So the man reached over to touch the dog, and the dog tried to take off his hand. He said, "I thought you said your dog doesn't bite." The little boy said, "That's not my dog. If you ask me, I'll tell you." But last, how does the Kareem view service to others? You see, some parents struggle because later their kids won't help out in the house. Their kids are transactional. Their kids, if they do help their father or mother, they'll rub it in their face. What's the relationship between karama and service and sacrifice? Just a little bit. Well, we don't have a lot of time for this one, but just some hadith, reminders for ourselves. This one, first one is from Imam Ali. He says, Al-Kareem. So the person who has Islamic dignity and self-worth. Yara anna makarima af'alihi daynun alayh. The Kareem, the noble person, sees that their noble actions, their kindness, their service is a debt that I owe. Yaqdi. A debt that I owe, I have to pay that debt. I see it as a responsibility to help others. A responsibility. How is the laim, the non-kareem? The non-kareem, brothers and sisters, is the opposite. The non-kareem, al-laim, yara sawalifa ihsanihi daynan lahu yaqtadihi. The non-kareem sees their good actions, their good deed, as a duty or as a debt that they're owed. You owe me now. Yaqtadihi, I have to get that back from you. Where's the money? What do I get? Right? There's one time when I'm noble, I'm helping out, that's my responsibility. Another time, right? Or somebody who does it, but then they rub it in your face. Again, the la'im. Al-la'im. Man kathura imtinanuhu. The low person, the person without Islamic self-worth, is a person who rubs it in your face after they've done you a favor. I was kind to you, I did you a favor, but then now you're going to hear about it. I'm going to keep mentioning it, keep talking about it. So the opposite is that of the kareem. The person who's looking for the opportunity to sacrifice. I'm going to take you again to the direct student of Sayyida Zahra so we can see this in action. The Kareem, Al-Kareem yabtahiju bifadlih. The person who's Kareem, who's noble, who has nobility, is happy when they get a chance to be kind to others. When there's a chance, an opportunity to sacrifice, they're excited about that. The la'im is the opposite. Wal-la'im yaftakhiru bimilkih. But the person who's low, who has no self-worth, they see their value. They take pride in their possessions. My car, my house, my fancy degree. I take pride in my possessions, not the opportunity to serve. Now again to those students of Sayyida Zahra. Do you guys remember when Imam Sajjad was standing in the courtyard, Ubaydullah bin Ziyad? And Imam Sajjad was in a situation where now he's in chains. You should be broken at this stage. You're in chains. The heads are on sticks. You don't have any way out. There, Ubaydullah threatened our Imam. When he threatened our Imam, our Imam realized it's his responsibility to show the true stance of Islam against the tawaghit. The words of the Imam. He says, Abil qatli tuhaddiduni yabna Ziyad. Are you threatening me with murder? You're going to kill me? That's supposed to scare me? I'm supposed to shake? He says, Ama alimta anna al qatla na'ata. Being murdered, being killed in the way of Allah is something that we're used to. وَكَرَامَتَنَا الشَّهَادَةَ. our honor, our karama, is to offer our lives in the way of Allah. At this stage, the enemy wanted to kill the imam. The student of Zahra is right there, the direct student. Sayyida Zainab, instead of shrinking away, instead of being afraid, she offered herself as a sacrifice. She said, "You have to kill me first." She embraced martyrdom. So the Kareem has a completely opposite way of seeing these things to the La'im.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareemun Azim Ali. محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.